Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yahshua is the bread that Yah shall feed us this day. Eat and be full, and the health of Yah shall rest upon you. Shabbat Shalom. Hallelujah. You may be seated. And I do barak. I like the Hebraic expression of that. I know that we use in our vernacular that we bless. But I barak. And there's a river of life, of inspiration, that flows from the living source, Yahshua, that speaks unto Yah pleasing words, that my voice, my action, may be pleasing unto His hearing. And so I chose to barak Yahweh. So I barak Him for the excellence and the might of His power. For there is none other like Him. And I rejoice in that. I rejoice deeply. And I rejoice abundantly for His mighty hand, His right arm, Yahshua HaMashiach, that He has extended unto us the very meal that Yah would feed Israel, as He sustained them 40 years in the wilderness with manna. He shall sustain Israel with the living bread, because our avot ate that bread and they died. We that eat this bread shall live forevermore. And I do believe that. I do believe that. I trust what the Abba speaks unto me. For we cannot take confidence in what the world speaks unto us, because it brings about this delusion. It causes us to become very disillusional. We become blind in our spiritual understanding of Almighty Yahweh. And that is why we can't see it in this generation. One that is lost. One that has no delight. Nor do they rejoice in the word of Almighty Yahweh when He speaks unto this generation. It is a generation that has turned its heart, which was corrupt from the beginning, away from the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh, that will set them in the correct order that Yahweh intends for them to walk. And so what the enemy has done, he has raised up this feminine spirit. He has caused many to be led away because the things of Yahweh, they're silly to them. Silly women, laden with sin, they're led away by their own lusts and their own corruption. That is why Yah intends for the woman to have a head. You can reject that. You can denounce it and say that it is not so, but it is so. She must submit unto the head. And what this effeminate, this feminine spirit has done, it has caused this bodacious audacity of women to rise up and say, it is not so. For I shall be my own guide, and I shall direct my own path. But it is not so, my friends. It must be according to the mandates, the dictates, and the commands of Almighty Yahweh. And if it's not that way, you're going to walk in a path that is one that is filled with error. And you will find a people moving away from the strength of His imat and following their own pernicious ways. And their ways are corrupt. It says a generation that the ways of the generation, it is corrupt. Because it is a generation that has been blinded. Yahweh does not intend it for them to hear. And the reason that they are blinded, because they have gone away, Israel, and has turned to her own gods. And has rejected Almighty Yahweh. And Yahweh warns us, He speaks unto Israel. He says to us, I set a path that is plain and clear. Now the path that I set for you, it is according to my statutes, my ordinance, my Torah. For the Tanakh will lay out the pattern that you ought to walk to please me. And if you will not walk in that pathway of Tzaddik, of righteousness, then there shall be curses that come upon you. And we find that today. A cursed people, removed from Yah. Their minds cannot hear what the Ruach speaks unto one. So we're listening to every kind of strange, corrupt spirit. We cannot hear Yah. And when we cannot hear Yahweh, we have no emunah to trust and to believe Him. I want to springboard from the book, from the stroll, from a particular scripture, that I want to lay out some things today, that I do hope that they will resonate in the inward parts of Israel. We began to judge ourselves according to the Torah, according to the truth of Almighty Yahweh. It's very easy for us to consider someone else and to judge them, is it not? And so our concepts of others, it is actually what we are. Because the Torah tells us how to judge and how to proceed. Because we have the light of Yahshua. And if we have the light of Yahshua, then we can see clearly the roadmap of Almighty Yahweh. He speaks unto us, Israel. He says, I warn you not to defy what I command you. And we defy what Yah commands us, do we not? He ordained, Yahshua gave gifts unto men. He did not give them unto women, He gave them unto men. He gave some shulishim, He gave some nobis or prophets, apostles. He gave some to bizoach, or to teach. He gave some raha. He gave those evangelists, those that would declare the power of this message of Yahshua. And He gave those gifts unto men, that they may bring about the perfect law in the house of Israel, that Israel will obey Yah with a great delight. Now what has arisen is the spirit of darkness. And there's a reason that it has arisen in the midst and among the people that declare that they are the seed, the Zerah of Israel. And it seduces. There's a seducing spirit today that seduces and causes one to walk blindly before Yah. And once one began to walk blindly, there is one spirit that will enter in that will devastate the masses of the people. And the spirit is one of oppression. It will oppress the mind. When one cannot see beyond the corridor of their vision, they become very oppressed. They become suppressed. They become depressed. They become lethargic. There is no energy at all. That is the truth that I'm speaking. That's what it does. It makes one oppressed. It makes one very lethargic. There is no get up. There is no go. There is no get up for Yah. There is no energy for Yah. There's no desire to consider Yahshua, what He suffered for our sake. That we do not become weary in our minds and began to faint. So you can tell when one is not walking in the strength or the reliance in the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. You will sense this oppressiveness, this nature of suppression. You will sense that the words do not speak of the power of Almighty Yah. It speaks of their little immature actions and their deeds that are based upon their carnality and the corruption of their mind. They don't speak with delight of what Yah is doing. They speak on their little immature matters or the immature things that they deem as important unto them. There is only one thing important unto Israel, and that is to obey Almighty Yahweh. For obedience is better than anything. I do not care what you do, we must obey. We must obey the Torah. We have the power or the living strength of the Torah, and that is Yahshua. That's why we must not be deceived and taken by every wind of doctrine that we hear. But the Ruach of Yah will lead and guide us into all imats and the power of the Torah of Yah. That's what the Ruach of Yah will do. It will not lead us outside of the parameter of the Torah. So we find because Israel has willingly sinned, it has willingly denied the Torah, it has raised up gods unto themselves, then Yah says, because you have done that, there are consequences. And we see the consequences today. We see the consequences of our actions today. Have you ever been in a position whereby you have such anger and such mindset of anger that you become blinded, you cannot even see? You ever been that way? Oh, you hypocrites, never been that way. You've been that way. You become so blinded you can't see truth. You can't even see one that operates in truth. And because you're blind and you do not operate in truth, then you suppose that everyone is like you. And that is not so. So your mind has been blinded, or your eyes have been blinded, because of the spirit that Yah has allowed to enter and to penetrate your mind. And that is the truth. So He warns us, Israel, there's a fashion, there's a way that we must walk to please Him. If we walk according, if we walk after our carnal nature, we cannot please Yah. If we do things according to our natural mind, it is not pleasing unto Yahweh. It is according to the Torah. What Yah commands, He means what He says. His order that He established, no man is going to destroy that. We eat everything but what Yah says eat. You eat from that table of lies and filth from your mind. You don't even go to the Torah and judge things according to the Torah of Yah. You judge according to your corruption, your vile ways and your evil ways. And we find ourselves consumed with death. We're sickly. We cannot even operate in the Ruach of Yah. We have no spiritual energy because we're eating everything but what Yah commands us to eat. And because of that, we have lost the nutrients of our body. Our spiritual body cannot grow. And so all kinds of diseases set in. Rickets, sugar diabetes. And I'm using these terms because these are spiritual these are natural manifestations of things that are deeply in our spiritual minds. That's what it is. And so our bodies began to lose its capacity to fight and to resist. He made our bodies unique to fight and to resist. And so instead of us in our minds resisting, submitting ourselves unto the Torah of Yah, and resisting Shatan that he may flee, we submit ourselves unto the lies of Shatan, and we resist Yah that he flees from us. And because of that, we see the physical twistedness of our minds. We're twisted in our thoughts. We're twisted in our physical apparatus, our physical look. Our minds are twisted. You're not going to go away from the Torah of Yah and begin to establish a law that is based upon a corrupt mind. But a mind is not corrupt. It obeys every word of Yah because that mind knows that every word of Yahweh is pure. A fool speaks what's on its mind. But a wise man listen, ponders what he speaks before he say it. But a fool, you will hear anything flow through their mouths. And that's the truth. I want to begin. I want to read this, hear this. In Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 20, chapter 30. Devarim, Deuteronomy. Chapter 28 is what I want. chapter 28, and there are two verses I want to read. Just in Devarim 28, I want to read verses 28 and 29. Yah speaks unto Israel, and he warns Israel in the first verse of this chapter. He says, "And it shall come to pass, you will see, in the dispensation of time, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, your Abba, the Most High, your Master, your Creator, the voice of Yahweh, thy Most Kadosh One," he said, "you must listen to observe and to do all of his mishvah that I command you this day, that Yah, Almighty Yah, will set you on high above all nations of the earth." Now that is easily to understand. Has this changed with Yahweh? He said, if you will observe to obey. Now he has given us something greater than what Moshe gave unto Israel. And I hope to point that out to us as I continue in this passage or in this way that I'm going this morning. But the command was, you must listen. You cannot observe if you do not listen. It is amazing that if one brings a judgment against another, we listen to that and we will look at the other or observe the other to see if the other fit the protocol or the profile of the one that had brought the judgment against that one. So we began to look and say, did he do that? Did she respond that way? Did she act that way? So it begins with the hearing. We must shirak. He said, if you first of all hear, do and observe that you are giving attention unto what I have written unto Israel, and we must give attention. Is this book inspired by Yahweh? Were men moved on by the Ruah to write? Were they not? So if our hearts, if our levim is not inspired, then we will not go to the inspired book. It takes an inspired mind to go to the inspired book. And because we're not inspired, we go to the book of death. We go to a way that is carnal. We go to the path that caused the curses of Yah to come upon Israel. Your mind is not inspired because it is filled with every kind of corrupt thing that defies the inspired book. And when one goes to this book, if they're inspired by the book, that it will reprove them, first of all, that is the first measure that the book will do reprove. It will set you straight. It will show you your corruption, your sins. It will reduce you down to a pile of feces that we are nothing. We have no qualities. We have nothing that is worth anything. It is only that Yah chose and elected Israel. He said, if you will hear, if you will observe, I will set you above all the nations. You shall be above all the nations. And the diseases that I put upon Mizraim, it shall not come upon Israel. I believe it. I truly believe that. It is in our defiance. It is our unwillingness to go back to the way that he ordained unto Israel. They wandered for 40 years and Yah sustained them. It's because of our lust. It's because of what we eat. Because of what we fill our minds. Our minds do not develop. They're not maturating to hear what one says that created the mind. And so we make excuses. The reason we make excuses is because Yah has done something. And he intends for it to be done. Because we will not hear him. It begins with our hearing. It is one thing that we do when we get upset. The first thing we do is shut off our hearing. And we began to listen to ourselves talk. You've never done that. We began to listen to our damnable wicked reasons. There must be a wise man. There must be wise men among us. And if there are no wise men among us, you better flee for the saving of your house. There must be wise men among Israel. It has to be. It has to be. And you will know a wise man because he will speak according to the Torah, according to the Torah and the testimony of Yeshua, because he has light in him. He will reprove, he will set in order, he will set the pattern in the bayit of Yah, that we may walk according to Yahweh's direction. He will not compromise, he will not reduce himself to a level that he fears what the people will say because of what they think they offer. That means nothing to Yahweh. A man called me the other day, saying, I would like to come to a community and live. And he says this, I come with a position of strength because I have money. And I said, your money means nothing here. You can come visit. We have hotels in the area that you can stay in the hotel. But as far as coming here, and we look after him, that will not be so. And so he tells me, you don't sound very Messiah-like. I say, that's all right. Listen to some of my messages. You do that, first of all. Then you will find out who Messiah is. Undoubtedly, he did not know. And we do not know today as well. Because Messiah is the living power. He has pulled back the veil that we may see the tefirath, the honor, the splendor, the excellence, the magnificence of Yah. We don't see the magnificence of Yah because our minds are blinded. And the reason our minds are blinded because we do not listen. We do not listen to people because when someone speaks to us, we get angry. Our minds become blind. We do not hear what they say. We become hardened. We reject what they say, even though it is the truth. And that's why we cannot hear Yahweh today. That's why people are not hearing Yah. Because they are religious. And the religious proselytes, the religious facet of Israel never hears Yah. It is only Israel. A religious Israelite is one that pretends and has all the ornaments that they are right. But a true Israelite will listen to Yahweh, will observe to do all that he has commanded him, and will do with a great delight. But one that is religious, they're fictitious, they're false, they're surreal. They do not have the true aura of HaMashiach upon them. They speak well, but their hearts are filled with lies and deception. It's filled with corruption. They will say one thing smiling, and then they, and like a vicious viper, they speak with lies of their own corruptness. It is their corruption that caused them to speak that way. It is not the HaMashiach, because that is not the way of Yahshua. He said, if you will observe and to do his commandments, which he has commanded you, he will set you above high. And I believe that. When a man obeys and observes to obey Yah, when his mind is given to please Yah, he will set him on high. His mind will elevate above situations and circumstances. His mind will be elevated above the trials and the affliction. And we are people that we below that. It is the smallest infraction that caused us to seek out all kinds of alternatives except the one Yah commanded us, prayer. The small inflictions that we incur because of our sins and because of our defiance of Yah, we seek out every alternative except what the Word of Yah says. The Word of Yah deals with every aspect. It deals with our health, our weight, our size, our eating habits. It deals with all of that. It teaches us how to eat, what to eat, how to stay healthy and fit, that our minds may articulate on the things of Yah. And so the enemy has set up something, as I spoke there in my ambit. He has set up the pseudo mind. And you feed the pseudo mind with everything that defies the Torah. And everything that is right for it doesn't want to hear it. Just like our physical being. We don't want to eat the things that are right for us. That's why we are sluggish. We are hoggish. And we do things that are detrimental to our minds and the growth of our minds. And that's the truth. Listen, I don't care how any of y'all feel. Y'all hear me? I don't care about your emotions. to hell with them. I don't care how you perceive me. It makes no difference at all. I don't care whether you like me. It makes none at all. Period. Period. And so we suffer. What our minds suffer, listen to me, then our whole body suffer. What our minds are not balanced, then the body suffer. And if we do not have the mind of HaMashiach among us, then the body is going to suffer great diseases and sickness. I defy it. I will not allow it in this place. You can find some other place, but not here. If it's only two that stand, that's enough. But two or three are gathered. And we shall come and gather in His name, even if it's in the darkness of this building. Hallelujah. And so your opinion, your judgment, when it comes to what the Tanakh and the living Tanakh says, the Torah says, it has no power at all. It doesn't create any fear. We must first of all listen. We have to hearken. And when one listens to Yah, when one shemach, it is a diligence. It is a mind that believes and obey. It is a mind that gravitates to what Yah says. It is a mind that is consumed with that. It is more than just letting something course your ear and go out the other side. It is a mind that retains. It is a mind that holds fast. It is a mind that obeys what Yah speaks unto one. And we don't do that quite well. So we're sickly. No strength among us. No strength to pray. No strength to believe Yah. No strength to trust Him. And we must trust Yah. I speak not to garner any support. I speak that the hand of Yahweh may rest in the midst of His house. And that hand, that right arm, is the revelation of Yahshua. So you will not get words from me that will soothe you in your corruption. We are corrupt people. I want to show us something here, something in the book. We must listen to Yah and observe to do all that He commands. He says, and if you're not, He says, He talks about all the blessings that will come upon them if they do that. He said, but if you will not, He said, first of all, this is what I'm going to do in verse 28. Yahweh shall smite you with madness. This is a generation that has no mind today. It is a mad generation. It is a generation that is uncontrollable. And the people of Israel in their religious madness, you cannot control them with the word of Yah. The Torah of Yah has no power. He said, I will smite you. He is talking unto Israel. He's not talking to the perverts and the wicked. It's because He has smitten Israel with madness. There is no light in the earth. He elected Israel to be a light in the earth, that men may see the power of Yah upon them, that they may see the strength of the Most High of Israel and declare that He is the Most High. We have a shallow, immature attitude among Israel. We have an immaturity among Israel. Where are the men? Where are the women? Where is the one man that Solomon saw? Where is no woman that he could behold? Where was she? Where was this pure identity of the true example of the pioneer of Israel, the house of Yah? You couldn't find one. Not one at all. That's why when He found that one in the book of Mishlei, and the virtuous one, she had a price that was greater than all that He had. Why? Because she had all the innate qualities of Yah. She hearkened, she observed. That's what this wicked thing we call the church, that's what it is. And you've been churched in, you've been churched around, and you've been filled with church. You need to get filled with the Ruach of Yah. You got the church corruption and the church lies, the church pollution, and you got your tradition and your ways in you that cause the word of Yah to have no effect in you. There must be a change in the lives of Israel. When the word of Yah comes, it straightens out, it brings judgment, it sets all things in order. We need that for the time that we're headed towards. We're headed toward one of the most cataclysmic times upon the face of the earth. There are wars everywhere. There are killings, death. They're losing their jobs in this nation. 63,000 last month. No jobs to be had. My prayer, let it come, Yah. Let it come. I have no compunction with that. The price of food is becoming astronomical. It costs more to eat than it does to rent now. He's going to bring it down. And I'm telling you, Israel, you think that you will not suffer afflictions. You are deceiving yourself, because many are going to be your afflictions. That's why Yah wants to prepare our minds now, that we may be able to hear what the Ruach says. In this hour of darkness, where you can't even discern what is right and wrong, when your own dark mind speaks to you, we must have the Ruach of Yah to hear what He says unto us. We must hear what He says. You must know that it is Yahweh speaking. It cannot be your natural mind that deceives you. The hidden man of your heart that deceives you. The hidden man of your thoughts that draws you away from the light of the truth of Yahshua. He come to establish the power to bring light to the Tzaddikah, the righteousness of Yah. And that's what He came to do. He is the Word. He came in the image of Yah. And His Word is His image. Don't you know what you speak out of your mouth is the image of what you are? Whatever you speak out of your mouth, do you not know it conveys what you are? If one, you know one to be a liar, and they speak to you, you know they're persistent in their lies. When you see them, don't you just see the image of lies in them you can't trust? Come on, you hypocrites, don't sit here on me like a pack of hypocrites. You tell me that the words of one's mouth is not the image of what they are? That's what it is, and He is the very image of Almighty Yah. He is the Word of Yah made flesh. That's what He is. He's the power of Yah. He's the image of Yahweh. And your words, because the issues of a heart, they flow from one's mouth. And whatever one speaks, that's their image. You find those that think that they are the upper crescent, do not they talk differently? Do not they talk down at you? So that's the image of whom they are. We the seed of Israel, that we talk of the image of whom we are. We're the sons of Yah. We have the living Torah in us. Yahshua is the living Torah of Yah. And we have the living Torah in us. So we talk on the things of the image that is in us. And that's the life of Yah, the Torah of Yah. If we don't talk that way, then the image of is just what we talk about. You talk foolishness, frivolity all the time. That's what's in you. That's your image. Yahshua talked about the Abba. His words were all about the Abba. His words pleased the Abba because He was the image of Yah. He's the very image of Almighty Yahweh. That's what the book says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it says, because He said, I want to smite you with madness. He said, and also I'm going to smite you. Now, this is what the book says. It's not me. He said, I'm going to smite you with blindness, kasha. And He said, I'm going to cause your lev, your levim, to be astonishment of heart. He said, and you shall grope at the noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and you shall not prosper. Have you prospered? Beloved of all things, I would that thou would prosper and be in power of health, even as your soul, your nephesh prosper. You get quiet because you're not prospering. And the reason you're not, because you're not hearing, you hear what I say today. It's time out for your mind fluctuating. You're not prospering because you're not hearing. You can't hear and observe what He commands you. You have no control over this damnable, corrupt mind of yours. It controls you, the lust of it, control you, the greed of it, the undisciplined. That's what controls you. It's not the Word of Yahweh. It's your emotions, your feelings. We must be controlled by what the Word of Yah says. That is the strength of the Israel. He said, and you shall not prosper. Yochanan said, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, my prayer and the will of Yah that you would prosper above all things. Even as your nephesh, your fullness, your body, that word nephesh, I know it says soul, but even as the nephesh, it is the body, the mind, the heart, the entire being of man. That's what the nephesh of Yah is. Not just this thing that is unseen. That is what the soul is. It consists of the totality of man. He said, would above all things that thou wouldest prosper and be in tough health, even as your nephesh prosper. And so the enemy has caused, Yah has caused his blindness to come upon us Because we will not hear Him. Because we will not observe to do what He commands us. Do you ever observe yourself and say, boy, I shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't sit and shallow me. You never observe yourself. If you don't, then you disobey in Scripture. Because Scripture says if you will judge yourself, you will have no need that any man should judge you. That is what an observation is. You make judgment. You walk in the store, you look at the produce, they all look the same. You observe all of it. The apples all look the same. You say, not that one, not that, this one. Not that one, that one. Oh, this, no, not that one, that. No. You choose the one that is proper or fitting for you. Do you not do that? Hallelujah. You never go and look at the, behind the fried chicken counter and you say, give me that piece right there. No, not that piece. And they pick all of that. You hypocrites. You see, that's why we can't prosper. Because we don't make the correct judgments. And we make the correct judgments upon ourselves. Then it began to change us. We're corrected by Yah. And we're changed. And there's a change. Hallelujah. You've gone to the place and look behind the fried chicken counter and say, give me that piece. Which piece? Well, there are 5, 6 breasts there. No. That one was bigger. That one looked like it was fried a little more browner. Toto, oh man. That one looked different than the rest of the ones. You say, no, not that one. No. What about this one? No. That one, no. That one, no. That, yeah. And when they said that one, you said, yeah. You felt like you had won the jackpot. Come on here, Yisrael. Yah's going to set the fire to you whether you want it or not. You felt like you won the jackpot. That's the, yeah. You got happy. You felt a little fat because you got the one you thought you wanted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Yah says, you will not prosper because your nephesh, your soul has not prospered. And when a man's soul prosper and his being prosper, you can see that. I will show us a natural scenario. You go find someone that their lifestyle has changed. And it's changed according to the principles of Yah, even though they don't know Him. I want to remind us, and I've said this many years ago, that was one thing that Evangelist Hartsfield taught me. He would say to me, Brother Roberts, I thought about it the other day as I was in my meditation. He would say to me, Brother Roberts, there are those that do not understand the power of this Mizorah, the message of Yahshua, preached to them. But by nature, they do what the Torah commands. And there are those that do. And there are those that understand the nature of Torah or the nature of life. Even if a man is not a worshiper of Yah and the principles of his Torah or plot, you will see a prospering in that man. Because there were those that were not Israelites that they perform circumcision men and they converted and they were known as Israelites. The harlot, what's her name? The harlot Rahab was a harlot. She was not a Israelite, but yet she's included in the Chronicles of the Israelites. You don't know the book because it's not inspired to you. So you don't read it, all right? I read it. Hallelujah. I study the book. I take time in the book. Hallelujah. And so you see someone you haven't seen in a while and their lives have changed. And the first thing you say, oh, you look so good. And then you look at yourself and say, man, you look at them and there's almost an envious there. Yeah, so they should provoke you to tough work. This is a hypocrite generation. Hallelujah. And then you look at them and compare yourself and say, wow, you see those that you see their lives have gone down a tube and they look bad. Then you look at yourself and say, man, boy, that boy, he looks bad. She certainly look that way. You never said that? Sure you said that. Don't be a hypocrite. Hallelujah. So, beloved, above all things, I would that thou would prosper. Your nephesh. And the nephesh is his entire being. So, when a man prosper, you see it in his physical look. When a daughter of Zion prosper, you see it in her physical attributes, her expression. You see it emanates from her. You see everything. You see it. You see it in the countenance, their foreheads, the facial expression. You see it in their physical being. When one's mind has become disciplined, you see the discipline of their, you see that in their physical being. When we're undisciplined, you see an undisciplined in our physical being. Hallelujah. I can tell a disciplined person from an indisciplined person. I don't care what you say. I can tell one that has restraints and one that has no restraints. We must understand what the word of Yah says. It is no time to try to soothe us in our rebelliousness against Yah. We must hear what the word of Yah says. You must hear what He says and observe to do what He says. We have the power to do it now because we can do all things through Yahshua, for He is our strength to walk in the light of the power of the Torah. So we're without any excuse. That's why we're without any excuse at all. Hallelujah. And so Yah said that you should prosper. That He wants us to prosper above all nations. He said, thou shalt not prosper in your way, and you never prosper in your ways. Your ways are full of filth, wickedness, unrighteousness. Your lying, corrupt ways, they're wicked. Hallelujah. Prosper in your ways, that you shall be, He said, you shall not prosper in your way, but that thou shalt be only oppressed. You're not feeling no oppression, are you? Ah, quiet, then you must be feeling oppression. I'm not oppressed. I'm not suppressed. I'm not walking in depression. I am not oppressed. He said, you shall only, you know why you're oppressed? Because you're rebellious and wicked. You're rebellious, you're hard-headed, you do not observe what Yah commands you. I said boastfully, I said with a dignity, I said with a great strength, I am not oppressed. You're oppressed because you're rebellious and you're wicked. Hallelujah. I am not oppressed. I am not oppressed. I'm not suppressed. My mind is not depressed. I'm not demented. Nah, not me. Because I feed my nephesh. I feed my being. Not only do I feed my soul. Yes, I love greens too, and collard greens and a nice piece of fried chicken. But I love the book greater than fried chicken. I'd rather feed my nephesh, my entire being, than to feed the gluttony and the lust of my flesh that damns me, pollutes my mind. Hallelujah. That's why our minds are polluted. We're not doing things right. That's why we can't think about Yah. That thing needs the right balance of nutrients to grow. Our spiritual man needs the right balance of nutrients to grow. Hallelujah. We need that. He said, you shall only be oppressed. So you that are oppressed in here today, you that are listening that are oppressed because you have not listened to Yah. Was that Yahweh speaking? By who? By Moshe. Was Moshe a man or was he a melech? Was he a man or was he a melech? Did he have the power to express unto Israel the mandates and the commands of Yah? Sure he did. And this damned up a generation, just like Korah, Dathan, and Abiram spoke against the man, then they procured a curse in their house. And we do that today. We speak because we're ignorant, and we speak against dignities and things we ought not to speak against. Oh, I'm going on with this. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to make friendship. Those saying, what a friend I have in Yahshua. Oh, I know how I learned it, but I like it that way. What a friend I have in Him. I can take everything to Him. He said, you shall not prosper, but you shall only be oppressed and spoil evermore. You know when something is spoiled, does it stink? Can you smell something and say that this is not right? And because we are spoiled, we stink. Our rocks stink. Our actions stink. Our bodies stink. Our physical beings stink. Our breath stink. We stink. I don't care what you say. Our breath stink. We get to talk and our breath stink. Smell vile. Hallelujah. Because we're not prospering in our nefesh. And you're not prospering because you're not eating right. You're not eating from the table of Yah. You're eating from the table of the filth of the world. You're eating from the table of your own filthy mind. And you're not eating from Yah. I just thought, I warn you all, brothers and sisters. You're all going out there eating that damn trash out there. You all continue. It's going to kill you dead. You're greedy. You can't even go 5 hours without eating. You can't even go 8 hours without eating. That is a damnable wicked shame with your greedy gut. What a dog. A dog, you can feed a dog all day long. That's the way we are. I'm not taking that back. You go out there looking for that damn trust to feed your gut. I won't even read the letter because I had not read it. I shared with Sister Roberts. When I read the whole letter, my whole being just, there was a sense of sadness. Hallelujah. You can't go out there and do that. And that's a sign of what you allow into your nefesh, your soul, your ruach. How you go out there and eat, that's what you allow into you. That's the truth. Those are the kinds of things you hear. When you go out there, the damn trash pizza and the trash feeding your youngest, that's what's in you. That's what's in you. That's what's in you. I don't care how small you are, but there's no power of His light in you. Hallelujah. You walk in a place nobody knows you. When a man has the light of Yahshua, he walks in a place he is recognized. I see that all the time. I don't care what I got or has nothing to do with that. I'm clothed with the power of His Siddiqah. Hallelujah. You say you're oppressed? And that's our problem. We oppress. We are spoiled. We stink evermore. And He said, I want to tell you something. No man shall save you. Nobody's going to save you. He said, this is my command. And we are trying to find a way to save ourselves, are we not? You're using the hidden man of your own wicked heart. That's what you're using. There's only one man that can redeem us. And that's Yahshua. He said, no man is going to save you. We began to walk in the Torah strength of Yah. We will prosper. You will see in the illumination of our expression. Your damn wicked attitude will change. Yes, it will. When you get the right balance in your mind, your attitude changes. It's like a person that's overweight, they lose weight. Do they not change their attitude? The person, come on, hypocrites. You found the whole expression of that one changing. They become more extrovert instead of introvert. They become more expressive. We've gotten fatter, but it's not on the table, not from the table of Yah. We're not eating what Yah commands us. And that's why we oppress. That's why we oppress. And the enemy keeps you that way. You know, it's one thing that an oppressive person does when they oppress. They always do one thing. You notice the people that, I don't even know why I'm saying that, but that's all right. I had no message this morning. I had something I wanted to teach, continue what I began in Miami. But I'm going this way, whether you love me or not. You find someone that is oppressed, they don't realize the first thing they do, they just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. They eat and eat and eat. Every time you turn to eating. Well, you ought to know there's an imbalance there. Something is not right. And they eat and they hide their eating. They don't want no one to know they're eating. And they say they're not eating what they're eating. And they lie. And they do all kinds of things that they will lie. Hallelujah. I will, my brother. Hallelujah. That's all they do. People get oppressed. Their problems begin to press them. Now they just eat. They become lethargic. They don't move. Hallelujah. Beloved, I would have of all things that thou wouldest prosper. And be in tough health, even as thy soul prosper. Physical exercise, we're not trying to be Olympian. Prosper little. But the knowledge of Yah's truth, the hearken and obey Him is great gain. He did not say it did not prosper you anything. It is the combination of all of that. That's why He commanded us men by the sweat of our brows. We're gonna earn our living. To get out there in the fields and sweat, cut trees, and to run from room to room and pulling wire and doing this and building. That's what He meant. He meant that to purge us out. And that's why He sent the fire of His truth to purge out this filthiness out of our bodies. Hallelujah. I told Him too. He said, you will only become oppressed. So you that oppress today, and I say it and I say it emphatically. I say it without any repentance or any apology. It's because you are rebellious. You're hard-headed. You will not listen to Yahweh. And you're not going to listen to no man. Do you hear me? You oppress because you will not listen. You will not adhere to what Yah says. You're not walking in the kind of help because you will not hear what Yahweh says. We must hear. He warned them, if you will hear me, the things that I put upon Mizraim, it will not come upon you. I believe that. Hallelujah. Come on, this sister in the hospital and they will not even touch her because she has no insurance. Do you all hear that? You're not getting by. These men are greedy dogs. They're dogs. They love money. They don't care about you. They care about the dollar bill. They're not going to top a bed for you. It's cheaper to let you die. At least they will get money from the government if you die. They will feed you with stuff to kill you on out. You foolish women that have no prayer. Don't even know how to lay hands on your daughters and your sons and have faith. Don't you know that's damnable unto Yah? That's wicked. Have no courage to pray. Come on. It takes courage to do that. It takes a stamina. You cannot dig from that twisted mind of yours. Let Yah be truth. And every man be a liar. Let him be a doctor. He says that I'm going to cause you to be spoiled. You will be oppressed and spoiled. You will stink. And there's nothing that when it's spoiled, doesn't stink. It stinks. And if you eat it, what does it do? Make you sick. And what you're doing is eating the spoil, feces of filth from one another, from that table. You're not eating off the table of Yah. That's what you do. You eat from the spoil, filth of your own rottenness, your own putrefied gut. And you feed that to someone else, and you will find the same spirit on them as on you. And you all are eating from this rotting, spoil, putrefied stench. And you stink, and they stink. Hallelujah. He wants a sweet-smelling savor from us, does he not? Hallelujah. He does not want us to be spoiled, but you must hear what he says. You got to hear what he says. You got to observe to do. When you fall short, your shoe is a propitiation. Say, my Yah told I for showing me. Show me my attitude, my ways, my disposition. We don't even repent of the things that we've done. That's why we held in check and bondage. Because there's no genuineness in you. It's just a form. Still got the same damn trash in you. Hallelujah. Well, it's one thing when Yahshua converts the man that the old things have passed away and the man becomes new. He's not the same man he was yesterday. I don't walk the way I did yesterday. I don't walk the way I did the day before. I want Yahweh's correction. I want my attitude to shape or to be shaped by the health of my love and my mind. Hallelujah. And so the enemy has done a tremendous job to alter the mind and to alter our ability to hear what Yah says. Because it's the power of the hearing of the word of Yah that brings health to Israel. That's what brought health. It teaches you how to eat. Teach you how to discipline your mind. Teach you to denounce the lust spirits, the greed spirits. It teaches you that. Hallelujah. And if you see someone else walking in that, you get offended. You get mad. You get upset because they're doing it. But because you don't compliment them. You don't strengthen the hand. You don't speak highly of them. You speak lowly of them because you're a wicked, damn, vile thing of hell. You're damned. And so you want to damn everyone else with you. You damn us? No, I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. That's the mindset today. And the mindset is shaping that way because we have gone away from hearing Yah. We have gone away from observing even his Shabbat. We got the lunar ones today. We got every kind of twisted, damnable doctrine there is. They say that they keep the correct lunar. One keep it one day, the other keep it the next day. They are twisted as hell. I say it, there is no lunar Shabbat. There is a Shabbat that Yah rested on. He has not changed it. And when Israel went into Mizraim, when they did not understand the ways of Yah, for 40 years he fed them manna. And on the seventh day, he had them to rest. He rested on the seventh day. Had nothing to do with Saturn or sun worship. It had to do with the seventh day. Had nothing to do with that. And so you got all these twisted doctrines that are based upon the wrestling of scripture by these wicked, twisted men that know not Yahweh. I declare to you the counsel of Yah. And this day I declare to you the full counsel is going to take for you to get health in your mind, in your ruach, that you will walk in the streets of Yahshua. Hallelujah. That men will look upon you and say, my, look at this brother. Look at this sister. Hallelujah. They looked upon the virtuous woman, did they not? Did she get up late? Did she get up late? What did she rise early? Did she rise before the children? Did she rise before the husband? And did she look well to her house? This damn wicked generation make you slothful and lazy daughters of Zion because of what you eat, the what you fill your bellies with, the things that are right for you that don't taste right to you because your body is so poor and you don't want to eat it. And the things you think are best for you, you eat that because that trash in you cries for it. We're the image of Yah. With the image of Yahshua. Yahshua is the image of Yah. With the image of Yahshua. And I say it. And I don't take one word back. With the image of Yahshua. We walk in the same image he walked in. Hallelujah. Was he not the word of Yah? And so are we the testimony of that word of Yah. With the image of Yahshua. We're the sons of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we oppress because we're not hearing Yahweh. That's why you oppress. But I said this whole place got quiet. Well, I'm oppressed now because you're not hearing Yah. You're hearing your own wickedness. That's what oppresses you. Yahshua went about seeking to heal all those that were what? Oppressed. Oppressed of who? Yah? Of the devil. Shatan. It's the devil that's pressing your mind. And I will show you why it's pressing your mind. To turn quickly to 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. I didn't intend to go this way, but that's all right. I'm going this way because I know it's needed here. Hallelujah. And I don't repent either. Hallelujah. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, as the Shulishim Shaul, he expressed unto that rebellious house the great diligence and the sincerity of his labor. And he wanted to know, let them know that he was faithful in all that he had done. He says in chapter 4, verse 1 of 2 Corinthians, he said, therefore, seeing I have this ministry, as we have received mercy, the unmerited favor of Yah. He says, and we faint not. He said, I do not lose heart. I want you all to know I will not lose heart. I'll have this message of the kingdom of Yah, and I will not faint. And the only reason I have it because of the mercies of Yah, I can speak like Shaul. I have this mercy of Yah, and I will not faint. I faint not, and don't expect me to lose heart, because I will not lose love. He said, I will not lose love. He said, but I have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. He said, I have renounced. I have made them known. I've exposed them. I've shown you those hidden things of our own hearts. I've shown us this morning the hidden things of our own love. It's one of dishonesty. We speak with our mouths a lie, and there's a pretense in us. Come on, that's not Yah. We say we love our sister, our brother, and we know that it's not genuine. That's dishonesty. So Yahweh says, I've denounced, I've shown you the dishonesty. I've renounced it. Shaul said, I don't operate that way. I come with you with sincerity. I come with you with openness to tell you these things. He said, and not walking in craftiness, not practicing some cunning devices. A wicked generation doesn't do that. Is that not what the Torah teaches? Did not yet throw say to Moshe, the matters are too much to you. Seek out men that are full of that know the Torah, full of the Ruach, the fear Yah. Did they not judge the matters? We don't want that today because we're wicked. And the reason we're wicked is because we're blinded. Oh, we're blinded because we don't obey Yah, and Yah has sent that. He has sent that spirit of slumbering. You get lethargic in Yah's house, don't you? Hallelujah, but you can ride, you can walk the floors of Kmart and Walmart. I will, my brother. You get weary in your house, but when it comes to the Pizza Hut place, you lift up like a hog out of the water. They cooking swine meat and all that and touching that, and you eat that damn trash, you're twisted. Hallelujah. I'd rather my gut hurt, get home and eat a piece of bread. Oh, I'm going to preach today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You buy that swine's mess you eating from the swine's table. I will not indulge myself into that. I want my body to be fit for Yah. What do you mean? Well, if my body is not fit, then it's because your mind is not fit. Hallelujah. This thing is what needs to be worked on. Because when this is right, you will see this will follow suit. That's a fact. I was talking to Brother Kevin the other day. We were talking about a matter. I said, it's boring doing that, isn't it? He said, yeah, it's boring. I said, because it works this. See, that thing works this more than it does the physical. You get this right. I do things to get this right. I'm not worrying about this. Because this will, if this is right, this will follow pursuit. You get this right. The mind right. You get the mind discipline. The physical being has no control. But because this is not right, then that's why we're not right. We don't look right. We don't look as though we fit the image of HaMashiach. Hallelujah. I have not walked in craftiness. And you judge me according to this reading that I read. I've not walked in craftiness. Hallelujah. I have not walked in craftiness before the people of Yah. I'm straightforward. I denounce the hidden things of sin. I show us our sins. I show us our wickedness. Hallelujah. Nor have I handled the word of Yah deceitfully to draw you into an illusion that is not according to the Torah. Oh, I've handled the word of Yah ignorantly. And I have one man that would tell you I am ignorant. But I have not handled it deceitfully. I've not handled it to draw you away from the beauty of Yahshua. I've not handled it in a way to cause you to denounce the power of HaMashiach. I have not held the word of Yah that way, but by the manifestation of truth, Torah, commending ourselves to every man conscience in the sight of Yahweh. Do you understand that? He said, I've expressed unto you, he said, but I've commended ourselves to every man's conscience, that we will be conscious of ourselves, and we will be conscious of our brothers and sisters in the sight of Yah. See, open reproof, that is one scripture, the first scripture Evangel Hartsfield taught me. Brother Roberts, open reproof is better than secret love. And he will reprove you too. Make me angry, didn't understand that. I said, where is that? I want to see it. And of course, the old concordance came in handy. And I looked for the word secret. And when I found it, yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. When I found it, I said, that's right. When I saw in the book, it made me rejoice even the fatter. Hallelujah. So I wanted to make myself unreprovable. So do all things without murmuring and complaining. Do you complain? The only one that... Do you murmur? Do you complain? All right then. Don't sit there like hypocrites on me. Don't sit there all self-righteous. You're wicked. See, a wicked man, he does not love Sadiq judgment. Wicked woman either. They don't like that. Because they think highly of themselves. That's why Yah reproves you. You're wicked. You murmur. You complain. So we should do all things. Whether it's pulling wire in a house, or cutting down a tree, whether it's plowing in the garden, or washing dishes, whether it's canning the tomatoes, or wiping your baby's butt. This is a perverted generation. You're part of it. That's why you don't want to be corrected by Yah. Hallelujah. But if you sit under this preacher, he's going to correct you. And that's a fact. You go find you some kind of jackleg daddy. That's all right by me. I have no problem. You won't have no problem with me. None. But if you sit here, you're going to be corrected. We're commending ourselves in truth. Because we observe the Torah by the living power of the Torah in us through Yeshua to every man's conscience. Commending myself to his conscience, he commended himself to my conscience, then it makes me say, man, it shows me my lack and my shallowness. Those same birds, true brother Yosef, birds of the same feather flock together. Crows do not flock with buzzards, not vultures, buzzards. Buzzards fly with buzzards. And vultures fly with vultures. All right. Hawks fly with hawks. And eagles do not fly with sparrows. Hallelujah. An owl does not fly with a crow. He will eat the crow. But it doesn't fly with him. So birds have the same feather. The old saying is a true proverb, isn't it? Liars will flock with liars. Undisciplined people want those around them that are undisciplined because they have nothing commend their conscience and nothing speaks to their conscience. Hallelujah. So you want people around you as undisciplined as you. Oh, it is the truth. I will speak it. You don't want anyone around you that's disciplined because they show you your flaws and they show you what you're lacking. You want someone around you that's weak. Hallelujah. It's almost like a man in the physical sense. He goes to the gym to work out. He's not as strong as others. He feels intimidated and afraid. Hallelujah. So he will gravitate to the one that is of his same parity. Hallelujah. Well, they both will never progress any farther because they will spend more time talking than actually action. When a man wants to progress farther, he looks at that one and says, man, he put that? Let me go talk to him. Boy, that is awesome, yeah. And because he has the physical power, he's willing to express that wisdom to the man. That's what happens. And when he began to express that, he began to feel the weaker man with some substance. He said, well, I'll just try that. And he said, wow, That's what he says. We don't want to do that. We want to find someone as weak as or weaker than us, and we cohabitate with them because they console us in our putrefied and wicked ways. Hallelujah. That's why truly the Sadiq, their fellowship is with the Son and the Abba. For truly my fellowship is with the Son and the Abba. No, when your fellowship is with him, there's a change. There's a radical change. And you see it day by day. Hallelujah. Every day you see it. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. The things I used to say, the lies I used to tell. Come on, brothers and sisters, we got to get this thing right. You're not going to get it right any other way but hearing what the Word says. We got to hear what the Word says. Hallelujah. He says, Shaul says, but what I declare unto you in verse 3, but if our message be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. What I speak to you today, if the power of this truth doesn't resonate in you, you are lost. And that's the fact of the matter. If you don't begin to see a radical change in you, you are lost. You don't gravitate back to the things you did yesterday or just a week ago. If this message is hidden, it is hidden from them that are lost, that have no hope at all. Period. If you cannot obey Yah, you are lost. If you cannot listen and observe what He commands you, you are lost. This book, if it doesn't speak to you, it's because you are lost. And this truth is hidden from you today. You don't understand what I'm saying. You are lost. If this truth doesn't speak to you, you are lost. If I speak a false message today, as Shaul says, if I do not renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, and you judge the one that speak according to the integrity, not walking in craftiness or practicing cunning things, trying to see how much money I can raise, seeing how much money I can get. That's not the way Yah operates. Hallelujah. We judge others to be cunning because you're cunning. I said to Elder Bynum, I don't care what I suffer with other men. I will not even judge you with any scintilla of the way they've treated me. I will not judge him that way. For the Ruach and the fruit of his Ruach speaks of the matter man he is. I will not look at him and say, well, this one did that. He will know. Hallelujah. I will not look at him that way. I will not look at a brother like that. I don't care what others have done. I will not judge a brother on that criteria. But you do it. You judge brothers and sisters on matters that happened last week. You can't even be honest with each other. Hallelujah. That's what's wrong with Israel. You're not even honest with Yah. So how are you going to be honest with each other? You must be honest with each other. Hallelujah. And speak with integrity. Quit lying. Yah hates a liar. He hates a false balance. A false balance is one that you pretend one thing, and yet you're something else. You say one thing to the brother, the sister, and yet something else lies in your wicked heart. That's a false balance. That's why he ponders, he weighs the rock. He said, they're worthless. She's a piece of trash. She's a no good piece of nothing. They're lost. If this what I preach to you is hidden, you can't understand, it's because you're lost. Why? In whom? The God of this world has blinded, he has covered their eyes, he has concealed their eyes, he has hidden this truth, he has blinded the minds of them which believe not. That's why you don't believe. Because Yah commands us to listen to him, does he not? He commands us to obey him, does he not? And we must obey what he commands us. And if we obey him, we must observe to do. That's why he tells us, Shaul says, when the trials or when there are circumstances that arise, consider Yahshua. Consider what he suffered. Consider what he endured by sinners. Unless you become weary in your mind and you faint. And you get weary because you don't consider Yahshua. All you consider is yourself. And that's what this world does. We just consider me, myself, and I. Do we not? It's wrong. My feelings, what about your feelings? They're worthless. You can't even get one sheet of toilet tissue with your feelings. Not one sheet. Can't buy nothing. Can't even buy a truckload of turkey litter to put on the garden with your feelings. Hallelujah. They mean nothing. That's what has gotten us in the mess, because we have not eaten off the Yah's table. We have eaten off the tables of demons and shardims and every kind of unclean thing. And it is a representation of our physical mindset, because we have eaten things that are not clean for us or right. You go out there, brothers and sisters, eating in these whorehouses. That's all they are. That's why. Do they have these whorehouses, these things we call churches on every corner? Do they have churches on every corner? You cannot go to one city and not find a church in one city, right? And so do they have the same kind of whorehouses that feed the god of your belly on every corner of the street. Chicken house, the rib house, the pizza house, the green house, the soul food shack house, and the kosher house on every corner. Hallelujah. We feed our guts with the poison because our minds are not properly trained by the Torah, by the truth of Yah. We can't pass one without smelling it and get greedy for some of that. Belly full from that, gotta go get some of that. Get a little piece of that, can't eat that, gotta go down there and gotta get a little bit before you go home so you have a little left. Oh, I don't care if you're not my friends, hallelujah. The children love me and that's all, that's enough. Hallelujah, they show their approval. Hallelujah. They can come up here, I slap their little heads and send them back, go home. Go back and sit with your mama. Sit with your daddy. Stop it. Get on back. And yet they're, Pastor Roberts, Shalom, Israel, you have a great day. They all run and give me a hug. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why Yahshua sent a child in the midst of them. You all better watch the children. Pastor Roberts reprove you or you get upset. You get offended. I want what you see, this physical being. I want you to know that's in there. Hallelujah. Concern. A hypocrite will not... A liar will not tell you truth. Hallelujah. The preacher said, come on somebody. You might as well say, help me preacher. I'm here to help us. Hallelujah. He said he has made us to be above all nations. Come on, we don't look like that. Come on, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I walk in a place, I don't care if it's the owner. When he sees me, I want him to know. Hallelujah. I'm not coming in a subservient position. I'm coming as a man. Hallelujah. That's what Yah has granted unto Israel when we all hearken. Listen to him. That's why he said, if you will listen and observe all that I command you. Hallelujah. You must do that. You must listen and observe to do all. Oh, I know it seems bitter going down, but when you eat what he says, when it hit the belly, it's sweet. And then it began to yield the peaceable fruit of life. Hallelujah. I want to be corrected. I want to hear this kind of preaching from me. Hallelujah for me. I need to be corrected. I want to walk in the straight and narrow way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to walk that way. And so the enemy, because he has blinded our minds don't function, we're forgetful. We can't even hardly think today, can we? Come on, brothers and sisters, even the young ones. Your mind is forgiven because, brothers and sisters, you feed it sugar cookies all day long. It's gonna produce that. That's why they've taken your babies away. One of the most strangest things I ever thought of. And as I think about it more today, a mother will have a child 8 weeks. She puts it into the hands of a total stranger, never met, and lay that baby in that hand to raise her child. Something is twisted there, isn't it? I don't care what you say, a total stranger. I don't care what kind of, quote, Christianity they have and how sweet they are. Someone to take their baby out of their womb 8 weeks later and lay it in the hands of a total stranger, something is demented there. This is how this world has raised us. The Torah teaches a mother what to do, to put the kid in the younger's mouth. Until the titty, she should be there with the baby. Until the baby suck the titty no more. They're giving a baby the simulacra and now this deficiency syndrome. Look at the babies today. It wasn't so when I was growing up. Mama flopped that titty out and put it in my mouth. I said that way. Mama flopped the titty out. It was not some strange thing. She didn't care. She didn't come up. She flopped that titty out, pulled a napkin. I remember as a young boy looking at the women, popped that titty out. It was no strange thing to me. They've corrupted so now. It's the breast, it's the plate of love. Hallelujah. And so she fed us that. She didn't feed us no Similac milk. This damn trash that these perverted scientists have made up that is synthetic, unreal. You put that trash in your youngest, you wonder why their minds are twisted as hell and they're crazy. Hallelujah. They take them right out of your belly, mamas, and right out of off your titty. And put them in their whorehouses to train their minds to oppose Yah. They feed them with this trash. All they want is cookies and donuts. And they're soft and they're fat and they're sloppy looking. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Give them a little hour of pee and they think they got something. And the boys walk sloppy. They walk lazy. And the young gals are sloppy. They're lazy. Hallelujah. Get upset, but that's all right. Truth. Hallelujah. Yah deals with every aspect of Israel. That's why there are times he says, fast for your wickedness. You're wicked. He turned the plate down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, because the God of this world has blinded your mind, lest the light of the Tefireth, the splendid message of Hamashiach, who is the, what did he say? Who is the what? Who is the what? He is the reflection. And his word reflects him. The word of Yah reflects who he is. Is that what it says? He's the image? Is that what it says? He's the image of Yahweh. Should shine in them. That image of Yah. So do we not have the word of Yah in us? Is that not the image of Yah? Should that not shine out of us, brothers? Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. If the image of, if we're in the image of Yahshua, then the word of Yah says that if we listen to him and observe the only command, then we will prosper, right? Then why we're not prospering? Why we don't look prosperous? I looked at that Forbes list of the richest men in the world. Even though they look like twisted jackpots, you can look at their countenance, their expression. It's powerful looking. The skin complexion, the skin, it's powerful looking. Sure it is. It's a synthetic false one, but it's there. Ours is genuine if we obey what Yah says. This word of Yah will add fatness to your bone and health to your inward parts. That's what we need to do. When sick, pray. Call for the elders. We don't call because we're so full of sin, we don't know how to call for no one. We're so full of wickedness, we're calling for a pharmaceutical. These twisted-minded men, they're wicked, they love a dollar. They don't love you, they love a dollar. And what this wicked nation is about to do, that if you don't have insurance, it's going to call, they can actually put you in jail. Well, they will put me in jail. They will put me in jail. I will not allow that. Oh, me, I will not. Hallelujah. For me to live is Yahshua. For me to die, that's a great gain for me. And I trust Yahweh. Hallelujah. I don't speak. I don't speak with no deceitful tongue. Speak the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 5, for we preach not ourselves. I declare unto you the counsel of Yahweh. I'm not telling you about no excellence because I have none. I have no tefireth. I have no splendor, but Yahshua does. And myself as a servant, avatim, a servant for the sake of Yahshua. I'm a servant for his sake. I'm a servant for the sake of Yahshua HaMashiach. Why? For Yahweh, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined it in our levim, in our hearts. For what reason? To give the light of the knowledge of the majesty of Yahweh in the face of Yahshua HaMashiach. Now that is what the light does. It shows us the majesty, the tefirah, the splendor, the power of Yah in Yahshua's face. And the reason we don't see Yahshua in one another, because we are full of darkness. And all you see is a reflection of your corruption. It's almost like those that say they're best friends. And then they will belittle one another to some other friend that someone else they don't know. Hallelujah. See, when one is the best friend, what they see in that person is a reflection of them. Hallelujah. If Sister Roberts is my friend, my best friend, then when I see her, I need to see the reflection of me. Same thing with her. The image. Hallelujah. That's simple. Are we not friends? Yes, you'll call us friends. He said, you know, more servants, but friends. Well, we ought to see, if he's our friend, should we not see that reflection in us? This word is so simple. And the reason we don't understand simplicity is because we don't like studying it. We don't like reading it. And that's what you see. When you look at your friend, you look at them and say, I will never do anything to hurt my, I love her so, my friend. Oh, you're my friend. Come on, brothers and sisters. When there's a friend, there's a great warmth and a great love. When you see them, you see the reflection of you. When you correct you like that, that's why I correct my friend. Do you ever get wounded in this house with your friend? All right then. Hallelujah. Does Yahshua wound us? Were they his friends? Did he not call them friends before he went to Calvary? Did he not call them friends? Did he not call the Shulishiams friends? Did they forsake him? Did he come to restore them? We're ignorant. Hallelujah. So, friend, you get wounded. Is Yahshua our friend? So he's wounded us here, isn't he? Sure he's wounded us. Hallelujah. He's going to wound you, honey. His word is powerful and is sharp too, isn't it? Is it dull or sharp? Sharper than any two-edged sword. Sharpen it up, yeah. Hallelujah. The harder you get, the harder or the sharper his word comes. Iron sharpens iron, doesn't it? So you set before him with your iron staunchness. He said, I like that, honey, because it sharpened my word on you. I cut you to pieces. So I like it when you're getting hardened. Harden yourself up. Get quiet on me. Hallelujah. I ain't bearing up. I'm going to bear down. That's what the word of Yah does. Hallelujah. So the light of the knowledge of the majesty of Yah in the face of Yahshua. Oh, I want to see Yahshua. Look upon his face. You remember the song? There to sing forever of his saving Ahava. We want to see his face. And the only power of Yahshua we're going to see is we see one another. And because you're corrupt, all you're going to look for is corruption because you're corrupt. Hallelujah. So the image that you see is the image of corruption. Well, one that has a hope, then the images or the thoughts in their minds different than one that is disgruntled, angry. When one is at peace or happy on their jobs, their outlook is different than one that is not. Isn't it? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So because you're not happy, then your outlook is different than the ones in Yahshua. Because they're happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To them, the correction of Yah is not a hard thing, but it's a beautiful thing. They bless Yah for correcting them because he make himself known to them by judgment. And they know that he hath received them. He corrects them. Some of you all is as fickle can be. I'm talking to you, Israel. You're fickle and wishy-washy as they come. Hallelujah. It's best just to say, I'm fickle today. I'm fickle. We don't even have enough integrity to say, I'm fickle and like a fruitcake. I have no problem saying that. Do I, honey? I'm fickle. Don't mess with me. I'm just fickle right now. Well, it could take me 2 minutes. I'm all right. How you doing? Hallelujah. There's nothing, as Shaul says, we've denounced the hidden things of dishonesty. We are very dishonest people. We're dishonest with each other. And Yah is honest with us. Hallelujah. He's honest with me all the time. That's why I love him. My mind just, it becomes so infatuated. I sit up, kick my heels up, and I'm just infatuated. It's something I can't express. Do I get a feel? Yeah, but it's something that I just can't tell you. I just tell everybody, I love you so much. I really do. Even in death, I love you. I do. It's genuine. I'm sincere. It's not something false. It is. I don't know how to say it, but it's real. Hallelujah. When I wake, he's on my mind, and it gives me that euphoric, that emotion, that feeling. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessel. What treasure? That the excellence of the power may be of Yah and not of us. We cannot do it. And the excellence of the power is of Yah and not of us. That's why you can never get it done. The world tells you to do your New Year's resolution. And no one, it works for no one. For the excellence of the power is in Yah and not in us. And if he is in us, Yahshua, his word, then we can do all things in the excellence of that power. We need to understand this simple truth. We need to know why, because this is what Solomon, in all of his wickedness, he says this in Mishlei 35. He says, every call, every word of Yah is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in him. Everything, the totality of what he speaks, everything, each, all, the whole, it is all pure. And look at this, he says, and your savior, add you not to his words, lest he reprove you, and that you be found to be a kazab, a liar. You be found to be a liar. When I saw that word kazab, it is when one lie, that's a liar. It's not just one just repeatedly telling lies, but one lie. What he says, he add not, do not alter, do not try to change the word of Yah to fit a doctrine or to fit your ways. lest you be found a liar. All the words, Mishli, Proverbs 35, all of them are pure. What word of Yah is not pure? Can we commit adultery? Can we commit adultery? Is that not pure? Can we murder? No, we cannot. See, that's the excellence of the power of Yah in us. Because there's no will in us to defy what He commands us. Hallelujah. I want to obey Him. He has given us the power to do it. He has given us His Ruach, His Spirit, that we can do all things in Yahshua HaMashiach. We can do all things. Hallelujah. This is what Yah says. You don't have this, but I want to read it. It's out of the Apocrypha. Hallelujah. It says in Wisdom 2:21. It says to the wise man, He says to the wicked, thus they reason, but they are led astray. You never reason, do you? You reason in your mind and it leads you away from the word of Yah. Wisdom 2:21, but they reason, but they are led astray. For their wickedness blind them. Just like I said, your anger, your wickedness blind you. It is the wickedness of your greed and your lust that blind you. It is your own wickedness that blind. He says the wickedness that blind them. And he says to them, in verse 22, and they did not know the secret purpose of Yah, nor hope for the wages of His kadosh, nor discern the prize for blameless souls. Yahweh created man for incorruption. He did not create us to be corrupted. And He made him in the image of His own eternity. Was not Yahshua the image of the word of Yah? Yah made us in the image of His own eternity. He says, but through Shatan, envy, death enter into the world, and those that belong to His party will experience it. Now that is a true proverb there. Those that belong to the party of Shatan, they're going to experience that. The envy and death, they are going to experience it. It is the wickedness of Israel that blinded them. It is because they did not obey Yahweh what blinded them. And the word of Yah says, well, you have an ought, or we have a disposition against wonder. The scripture tells us what to do, doesn't it? He tells us to lay our gifts down at the altar. You go to the brother, sister, get it right. It is our wickedness that blinds us that we can't do that. Come on here, people. It's your own wickedness that blinds you. It's your own foul nature that blinds you. That you will not obey, hearken to what Yah says. We're guilty of that. Hallelujah. That's why if you come to me, I will get you and I will get the one. Hallelujah. Oh, I know I've done that in the past where I just get the one. But I will find out. If I don't sense that this one is truthful, I will say, go get that one. We will find out. Hallelujah. It's your own wickedness that blinds you. It's your own self-righteousness, your own corruption. What you sin reflecting is your own wickedness. You can't see. You don't see nothing. Your corrupt flesh, wicked. You can smell the stench of it. You don't even present the right posture, the attitude. You stink, you spoil. Your own wickedness, your own unclean ways blind you. When you find one that has the purity of Yah, it's something about that that's beautiful. There's nothing like the purity of Yah. Nothing, the virtuousness of Yah. Hallelujah. I like being around folks like that. Will you love others more? I tell you what. Do you believe in scripture where there were those that loved some more than they loved others? Sure was. Yaakov, he loved Yosef more than all of his wives. Hallelujah. Yitzhak loved Rivka more than he loved Laban. Come on, brothers and sisters. He loved Israel. Now those that like being around and those that don't like being around. I don't want to be around something that stinks. I don't want to be around no putrefied odor. I like things that smell nice. That's the truth. I don't want to be around one that stinks. You want that? No, I don't. Hallelujah. I don't want to be around that. I don't want to use a restroom where it's stinking dirty. I don't want to use that. I drive down somewhere else. Hallelujah. I said to one other day, I said, if you want to find out what's in the restaurant, go to the restroom. You find out what's there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You find out, you go to restroom, you go to someone's restroom in the house, you find out what they're about. Sure you will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so there are those that I don't want to be around because they stink. I don't believe that way. Yah brought Lot and his family out of Sodom. He was vexed with their wicked conversation. It's the wickedness of your own mind that blinds you. That's why you can't see yourself. Man, I'd rather see me than see someone else. I'd rather see where I need to pull up than to see where someone else is falling. And when I get that right, then they can behold the image of Yahshua in me and say, well, what are you doing? Hallelujah. Can I show an example of that? It's just like someone loses weight, then everybody, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hallelujah. Now someone that is out of that, just tell them, well, I'm doing this and that. I'm doing this. But someone that wants to be secretive, they won't tell them. Hallelujah. So Yah has revealed unto us the hidden secrets. And the reason they're hidden secret because there's wickedness there. And you want to blind someone's eyes from what you're doing, hypocrite. Oh, he draws this thing to the parallel of the natural scenarios that we endure every day. And I make it plain for you. I make it plain for you. Hallelujah. Oh, of course, I asked the mother, what are you doing? Quit, you're not eating your donuts at night or what? Hallelujah. We're a generation of hypocrisy. We've been trained that way. Our minds have mutated from the mind of homicide. That's what we must let. How do you let? This kind of mind is hard to receive this. Hallelujah. Because we transgress. And it's hard to accept this. That's why we're cold and indifferent. Hallelujah. 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 It's hard to receive this. That's why we must let this penetrate us. You got to let this word penetrate. You can't resist this and fight this. You got to open yourself up to it and let it cut, let it destroy you. And scripture tells us in Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 29. As Yah expressed unto Israel by the mouth of the Nabi, this senseless and this hypocrisy of Yehuda or the religious ones. He speaks to the religious minded ones among us. You that think yourself righteous. He says in Yeshayah 29:9, Yahweh says, pause and wonder. They cry out for trouble. We do that, we get in trouble, don't we? Do we not cry out when we get in trouble? He said, they are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh has poured out upon them the ruach, or the spirit of deep sleep. That's why some of you all sleep. You stumble at the word of Yah. You stagger. You get upset, don't you? It's because He has poured out the ruach, the spirit of sleep upon you. He has closed your eyes. You tell me Yah does that? He has closed your eyes. And the Nabi and the rulers and the seer has he, kasha, has he blinded. He said he has blinded the eyes of those that declare unto us the counsel of Yah. Because of our hypocrisy, because of our own corruption. We will not obey him. We will not allow this living power of the Torah, Yahshua, to come alive in us. So he has caused us deep sleep. You get sleep in Yah's house. You get weary, don't you? But you can shop in Walmart 5 hours and not get weary. You can walk till your feet hurt and not get weary. And at least of the pain when it comes to Yah, you find some reason to stay at home and sleep, don't you? Come on here, people. Hallelujah. I'm not sparing one thing, the least little small thing. Let someone come and say, let's go to Walmart. Well, my daughter's not. Okay, hold up, I get it up. You want to go to Walmart? Oh, yeah, mama. The damnable wickedness. Hallelujah. 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 You can walk all day in Walmart. You take $50 and try to buy the world with it. Yah tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. Hallelujah. That's what we need to buy the truth of Almighty Yah. He has caused us to fall upon the Norbies and the rulers. Why? Because all religious Israel is blind. Not Israel. The next verse, verse 11. And the vision of all is become to you as the words of a book that is sealed. We don't even know what's in the book because it is like it's sealed to us. which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read it, I beg of you. And he says, I cannot, for it is chofan. It is sealed. I don't understand. It stopped. It shut up. So they go to the eloquent speakers and say, tell me what it says. And he says, I don't know what it says because it's sealed. And the book is delivered, the scroll is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, tell us, read this. We beg of you. And he says, I do not even understand the language. I am not learned. I'm an unlearned man. I don't know what it says. Yah has sealed the book. He has sealed it up. Evangelist Hall would say they're going to take the book. No, Yah has just sealed the book. That's why he must deliver unto Israel Rahamen after his love that will feed us with knowledge and understanding. We must understand the plight of Israel. We must understand the ways of Israel. We must understand the wickedness that blinds your mind. Your mind is blinded because of your wickedness. Your own wickedness blinds you. You cannot hear Yah because of your own wickedness, your own rebelliousness, your own willingness to be rebellious against Him, your own unwillingness not to obey what He commands us. This way is not hard. The burden of Yahshua is light and His yoke is easy. Therefore Yahweh says, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and we can get it in seeing, can't we? Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh, we can do all that. He said, but, and with their lips they do they honor me, they shivak. I mean, they kapod me, they kapod. Oh, I love Yah, hallelujah, I love Yah. He said, honor me. He said, but have removed their levim far. Now, that's what it says. He said, yeah, remove your levim far from me. How do you know? When Yah speaks to you and you rebel, you coil up like a vicious serpent of hell. When you speak against His order, when you speak against the men's servants, just like they did against Noah, against Moshe and Haran, and Yah brought fire down upon them, you will know you're wicked. It's the wicked madness of your own heart. Hallelujah. There's a wickedness there. And you're not right. You better get right with your maker, as the old folks would say. He said, your heart, your levim is far from me, and their fear of me is taught by the commandment of men. The way they fear me is because of what, well, quote, this is what they say, quote, well, God won't do that. Well, they're liars, they're gods. Look at what the God of this world is doing. Look at the wars, look at the killings, look at death, look at the thievery. They boast with their 479 billionaires in America. And New York lost its perch on this year. They have 77 billionaires, and Moscow has 79. And so New York has dominated the world with billionaires. There are 479 here in America. They have dominated the world with billionaires. Man, do you all understand that? And so Moscow, and these men, they oppress the poor, the hirelings. That's why there's evil in the land. The wages are kept back. Because they're evil men. Yah's going to pull the rug from this wicked nation, whether you buy it or not. Mr. Bush said yesterday, you all get that money, spend it. They want you to go to Walmart, Kmart, and the thrift dollar store. They send some here, we're going to utilize it for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Let the economy go to hell. Let it go to hell. There was an economy that went to hell in Mizraim. Yah had a man there. His name was Yosef. And all around them they were suffering. And he brought out his seed. His seed. He brought them to Mizraim. And Yah watched over them. Let it go to hell. Let the jobs fall. Let them not be able to cut trees. No water for no meters to read. Let it all go. No houses built. No electricians. Hallelujah. What we gonna do? I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna trust the word of Yah. You can run like a swine to the world, but I'm gonna trust Yah. So that's my prayer. Hallelujah. Let the armies, the military might fall. It's failing. Even old Bush said that the economy is slowing down. It's in a mess. This world is in a mess. Let no one trick you. Hallelujah. It's in a mess. And because of your little own situation, you're insulated from really what's happening to others. Because you don't think on those terms, it's not even a concern of yours. Because you sit at your table and you feel your gut and you think, look at me, I'm all right. Hallelujah. But what has befallen them is going to befall you. They are in the Midwest and Kansas, jobs needed, and they take and spend, they're going to spend $100 billion with Airbus of France to build tankers. And yet the people out there, that's how corrupt this government is. It's going to reduce this nation down, the rich and the powerful, that you all are going to be slaves. Hallelujah. Yah said he set Israel above all nations. If we listen to him and observe to do what he commands, you don't have to believe it. Hallelujah. Oh, well, they're doing, quote, good. They're not doing nothing. They're slaves and they're laboring. Hallelujah. And the nickel is gone to the wicked, wicked suppressor. Hallelujah. At least you all can give. And you can give all too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right. I live fine. I live exceptionally fine. Hallelujah. I can eat. Hallelujah. I know who prepared my food. Hallelujah. I live excellent. Got wood on the hearth. When it gets cool this evening, I can stay warm. I live fine. No bills oppress us. Hallelujah. I live excellent. Don't worry, have to worry about the ladies' fashion. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the electricity being paid. If we have no money, turn it off. What are you going to do? Just praise Yah. Hallelujah. Oh, you're going to be put to the test. You're going to find out what's in you. In these kinds of times that they call tough times, that we're weak. What do you think is going to happen when? And he calls both small, great, rich, and poor to take the mark of the beast. You're going to sell out. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said they can't even understand verse 13. Therefore, Yah says, for as much as this people draw near to me with their mouths and with their lips do they honor me, but I remove the levim far from me, and their fear are taught by the concepts, the precepts, the commandments of men. And the commandments of men make void the word of Yah, do they not? And because of that, brothers and sisters, then Yah has sent this nkasha, this blindness upon us. And when this blindness comes, it's the result because we don't believe him. We must hear him in order to trust him. If you do not shemach Yah, you will never hear him. You must shemach, you must hear him. If you don't hear him, you will not believe him. That's why we don't believe him, because we don't hear him. We hear our mind, don't we? Come on here. Don't you hear your mind talking to you? Hallelujah. Even when there's a will, even in your physical sense not to do something, you say, well, just this time. And the enemy knows he's already got the seed that this time you're going to do the next time. And the next and the next and the next. So you got to get over this time. And once you get over this time, it's easy to get over the next time. And once you go over the next time, then it's far less easy to get over the next and the next time. Hallelujah. You make excuses for yourself. And Yah, he has not made one excuse for us, and he has it. He said, you better listen to what I say. You better observe to do what I command you to do. Because if you don't, then poverty, you're going to suffer for that. And we're suffering because of that. Look at what scripture says in Yochanan, John 12:37. Because of the unbelief of Israel, Yochanan 12:37. And though Yahshua had done a few miracles before them. You'll catch up with me. Yochanan 12:37. Though Yahshua had done a few miracles. Come on, say it loud for me. Many. Do you understand that? Many miracles before them, yet they all believed on him. Yet they all believed on him. Yet they all believed on him. And yet they believed not on him. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's not me. He has performed miracles. He has raised you up out of the belly of death. And we don't believe on him. He had done great miracles. Did Yah do great miracles? You know, we like to elevate ourselves, don't we? He did great miracles among them, did he not? They come through the Red Sea on the other side, and yet they still didn't believe on him. And though Yahshua did great miracles, yet they did not believe that he was the image, he's the word of Yah. They did not believe on him. And this is us he's talking to here. He says that the saying of Yeshaya, the Nobi, might be fulfilled, which he spoke. I just read that of Yahweh. Who hath believed our report? And to whom has the arm of Yah been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Yeshaya said again, he hath blinded, he has kasah their eyes, he has hardened their levim, that they should not see, and their eyes should not understand, and their levim, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things says Yeshaya when he saw his splendid, and he spoke of him. So it is Yah that has caused the one to blind your eyes. It is Yahweh that has caused Shaitan to blind your mind, that you cannot hear or understand or see what he speaks. Why? Because we will not listen to what he says. Yah has an order. You're not going outside of his order. When we worked at IBM, I'm telling you, if you had a problem, they will let you escalate it all the way up to the CEO. But there was a process you had to follow. And it was one thing that had integrity about that. You went the process that they said, it was no problem. They would make sure. If you got a problem, and if it has to be escalated, what they're saying, if the first line manager don't catch it, then surely the second. Well, if he doesn't catch it, the third. Well, if the third line or the function manager doesn't catch it, then the project manager, he will catch it. Well, if the project manager doesn't catch it, then the corporate manager, one that he'll catch it. So they had that kind of confidence in those. That's why Yetro said, the Moshe you ordained, those of 1,000, 150, and 10, that they will oversee the problem, because they will catch the problem before it gets to you. Because they have the power of the Torah, they have the life of the living truth in them, they're men full of the Ruach, and they will see what must be done. But if you broke that chain, you were in trouble. They did not want to hear it. Because if you did that, they knew that it was not an issue with them, you were the issue. Because they could sense that you did not understand proper protocol, you could not hear. But if you followed that precisely, you had no problem getting to the CEO. But if you broke that, it had to be a problem to get to the CEO. And when it got to the CEO, those beneath him, they knew that hedge was going to roll. And they were not going to allow it to get to the CEO. They were going to rectify that problem within that chain of structure before they wasted his time with such insignificant problem. Oh, they will bring about a resolution, you believe me. But if you went outside of that, they would say, no, it's Dave Roberts the problem. Because he cannot even hear the proper protocol of this corporation. And Yahweh has a protocol. First of all, it begins with hearing. You must listen to what he says. You will find all of your trouble awry, it derives from you not listening. When you learn how to hear, you will find you have less problems than what you really think you have, because you are the problem. You hear things in your corrupt mind and you internalize them under your corrupt status, not under the status of Yah. And then you internalize them that way and you respond that way. It is not Yah. Hallelujah. Yet they believe, saw what he done, but they still did not believe. Because their minds, their hearts were blinded. They were blinded. He blinded their eyes. He hardened. And he has hardened this generation. Especially this religious people that think that they have the true nuggets of Yah. It's the religious people that think they are Israel. And they are not. They are not at all, brothers and sisters. Shaul says to give us strength here in Romans chapter 11, verse 7. Only the elect of Yah will be able to see. Their eyes are not blinded. Romans 11:7. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeks for. And Israel has not, because they're trying to do it through religious principles. Through ordinance, but not without the life of Yahshua. Listen to this now. Romans 11:7. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeks for. But the election has obtained it. Those that are elected by Yah, they have attained it. And the rest were blinded. They were blinded. That's why he's going to say the remnant of the seed. The elect. There's a religious facet that think they have it, but they don't have it. But the election, but the rest were blinded, but the elect has received it according as it is written. Yahweh has given them the Ruach slumber, even that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear to this day. And that we said, let the table be made a snare and a trap. And that's what's our snare, isn't it? Our own table. And a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back. That's what he said. Let the table be a snare. And that's the thing that snares us, isn't it? Our own table, what we eat from. In the physical sense, in the natural sense, the spiritual sense, that's what snares us. The table you eat from, that's why we have no ability to control what we eat. That's why we have no ability over our sumptuous appetite, our greed. Hallelujah. We have no control over that. That's the thing that snares us. That's the thing that binds us. There's a table, whether it's a natural table or spiritual table. We must eat from the table of Yah. Our table is full of putrefied and stench. His table is full of the cleanliness or the clean food. And His word is pure. Hallelujah. That's what His table is full of. So His table teaches us how to eat, how to prepare ourselves, our bodies and our minds to serve Him. And when your mind is not prepared to serve Him, you cannot serve Him. When your physical body is not right, you cannot serve Him. I don't care what you say. You can't sit in your house and every time you turn around, there's pain here, pain there, this and that. Come on. Your mind is, they can't even think on the things of Yah. This is a generation, their mind is so forgetful. He said they don't even retain Him in their mind. And the reason why? Because we've forgotten the Torah. We've taken the Torah of Yah, replaced it with this tradition of the commandments of the teachings of men. And it will never work for you. You will never prosper. Beloved, I would above all things that thou would prosper and be in tough health. Excellent health. Even as you grow in the things of Yah. Even as you learn. Even as the word teaches you to discipline your table, to discipline your walk, to watch what you eat, to watch how what you allow into your ruach. To allow what you listen to. There are things you listen to, you can't even sleep at night because you say, well, they did this, this one, that one. Come on, brothers and sisters. I know what I'm talking about. There are things before I go to bed, I don't even want to hear that. Come on, don't call me about that, brother. Come on. I don't wait late at night and pay the little few bills we have. I do it first thing in the morning. The things I don't do at night. The things I don't allow them to close up. I want the word of Yah to close out my nights. I do. I want scripture. I want to see what it says in the book. I know sometimes says, well, why don't you come to bed? But honey, just give me a little longer because I see this and then my, that tastes better than that. That was excellent, but that's, oh my. Hallelujah. So that's what I want my mind to be closed about with truth. I want the helmet of Yahshua, salvation upon me. I'm going to close here from Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:12. And Shaul, as he began to preach concerning the excellence of HaMashiach and the evidence of the word by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh and that he had. I want you to hear this as I close. He says here in 2 Corinthians 3:12, Shaul says, seeing then that we have such tikvah, such hope. He said, because I have such an excellent hope, we speak and conduct ourselves bravely. He said, that's why we act the way we have, because we have a tikvah. We have a hope in Yahshua. He said, and not as Moshe, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel looked on the tefireth of the splendor that was not lasting. See, that veil or that covering what Moshe had, it kind of passed away. And it did not reflect what the inward power that Yah, that the Torah would do in a man's life if he operated in that. But see, that's what Yahshua came to do, remove that veil, to reveal what he had put in us, that we can operate in the power of the Torah, that we delight in the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Verse 14, he says, but their minds were blinded, kasa, for until this day remain the veil taken away in the reading of the Old Covenant or the Tanakh, which veil is done away with, that veil is removed in Yahshua. See, the power of the Torah was never revealed unto them, or the strength by the veil of Moshe, because it was revealed by a man. It was given by a man. But Yahshua is the Son of Yah, that He revealed the power of the Torah, that veil whereby they cannot see the strength or the spiritual life. For we know that the Torah is spiritual. They cannot see that. Well, Yahshua came to show us that the Torah is spiritual. So that veil that was hidden, that's why when He hung on that stake, that the veil was torn, it was ripped in the pride of Yah. That He tore down that veil, that the strength of the Torah was not contained by the veil of the flesh, but the power of it will be revealed by the Ruach of the Spirit of life, Yahshua. And the beauty of that living Torah is greater than the acts and the deeds that were performed in the tabernacle. Because the beauty of the Torah now, it brings about this excellence of the beauty of Yah in our love. And it's done by Yahshua. It's not done any other way. Yahshua. Hallelujah. Verse 15, but even to this day when Torah, when Moshe or the Torah is read, the veil upon their level, they still cannot see. They cannot see the beauty of the power of Yahshua or the manifestation of the Torah. Those that are religious Israelites. We are the elect of Yah from the seed of Israel. He says, nevertheless, whereas a man makes repentance or teshuvah to the Master Yahweh, the veil shall be taken away by the Ruach HaKodash. Now the Master Yahweh is that same Ruach. We know that Yah is a Ruach. He is a spirit, right? Is that what it says? He's a Ruach. And whereby the Ruach of the Master Yahweh is, there is liberty, there's freedom. Whereby were His Ruach, we have a liberty. We rejoice. Why? Because we know we're free. We're not bound. Our eyes are not covered. We're free. We can see. And where the Ruach of Yahweh is, if you have no liberty because you have not the Ruach of Yah, well, it means more than just in the house. It's what's in you. But we all, with an open face, seeing ourselves in the mirror, see the Tefireth of Master Yahweh. Do you see Him in you? Oh, I see Him in me. When I look in the mirror, I love looking in the mirror. And I just bless my Abba. I love you, man. I speak that. I do. I don't care what you say. I don't care how, if you're offended by it, I tell me all the time, I love me. Oh, I don't say it like that, but I say it. I love you, man. Hallelujah. Because we cannot love Yah. We can't even love our neighbor unless we love ourselves. And I believe that. And so if you love yourself, you're going to do what's right by yourself, right? How many of you all want to go out naked when it's 33 degrees below zero? And I use that as an extreme. Nobody. You'll freeze to death within minutes. And so it is with the word of Yah. We go out naked. We go naked. We're not covered with the truth. We're covered with lies. Our cloak is not one of Sadiq, is not one of righteous, a falsehood. It's hypocrisy. We grin, we skin, and we're not genuine. I tend to tear the whole house of the devils down. We look at the mirror, we open facedly see ourselves in the mirror, seeing the Tefireth of Master Yahweh, and are changed into the same likeness from Tefireth to Tefireth. As they would say, they go from one stature of honor to the other. I don't like the other the part they use. Quote, they would say this, quote, from glory to glory, unquote. But from Tefireth, from the splendor of Yah to the excellence of His splendor. That's the way we should look and see ourselves every day. Come on, y'all hear me? We should look at ourselves and say, I can see a difference today. My. You ought to be able to look at yourself and see that every day. From Tefireth, from splendor to splendor. Hallelujah. Ought to be able to look and see the deep crevices in your eyes and the little lines and see everything and see beyond that. Come on. I look at stuff like that. And I'm not going to tell you a lie and say I don't. You ought to be able to see the splendor every day. From Tefireth to Tefireth every day. You got to look in the mirror to see that. Hallelujah. And Yahshua is what reflects who we are. Hallelujah. And even the Ruach of our Master Yahweh, from day to day, we can see the change of Yah. We can see how He elevates us and changes us. This is the last verse I want to read from Sirach. You don't have this. It says in Sirach 20:29, presents and gifts blind the eyes of the wise. Like a muzzle on the mouth causes him to avert reproof. That's what gifts do to the wise men. They blind them. Well, if this brother's given $600 a week, he can't see his sins like hell. Lies. We're going to expose his sins. I don't care who he is. Give you $10,000 a week. It makes no difference with Yah. And so that's what the enemy has done today. See, it muzzles the mouth. And so the man of Yah cannot reprove. Hallelujah. Well, I gave him a little candy. It makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. Don't buy me gifts. My wife bought me a gift the other day and I appreciate it. But I said, it's not what I want. Hallelujah. Well, that's cold. No, it's just honesty. Don't save the money. I'd rather you save it. Don't spend it on me. I don't need nothing. Hallelujah. And what I need, you wouldn't even know how to buy it for me, all right? Don't buy me nothing. I don't. Bless you, my daughter. But those truffles, I act like a wild man with them. They ain't the best thing for me. Hallelujah. I talk about saving things. Those, I save not one. Hallelujah. Your gift to me is just obeying this. This is what makes my heart fat. I don't need cookies. I can buy them. Hallelujah. I don't need cars. Just your blessing, Yah. That's a greater blessing than anything. Hallelujah. It's the truth. I don't need you to say thank you. You don't have to say that. I don't need no thanks. I don't need nothing. I want you to tell that in all things bless Him. That's more important to me. Hallelujah. I'd rather you do that. I said to Elder Martin this morning, that's not wrong to do, but I just don't want you to do it. I know some of you all are cold. You don't know how to do it. You haven't been taught to do it. You need to learn how to do it. Hallelujah. That's why it's a wonderful thing. You sisters, you get together, learn how to bless each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that you that are selfish, you just think it's all about you. It's not about you. It's about Yahshua. Hallelujah. It's more blessed to give than receive. So it's more blessed for you to give than for to look. And that's the way we are. Hallelujah. I need nothing. Period. That's the honest truth. I don't need nothing. Don't need another pair of shoes. Hallelujah. Got some of them I've never worn. Got two pair of tennis shoes. I got one pair I've had for a year. Never even put them on. Never even worn them. I've had them for a year. Never even worn them. Down the flea market the other day, the man wanted to give me a pair. I said, nah, I ain't gonna, I don't, come on, Pastor Rob. Come on, Pastor Rob. Take these shoes. I said, nah, I don't want you to give me those shoes, man. He said, you like those shoes, Pastor Robert? Try them on. I knew exactly what he was going to do. He's going to give me the shoes. I didn't want his shoes. Well, that's cool. Nah, that wasn't the issue. I don't need no tennis shoes. I really don't. Even though I got a pair. I don't need no tennis shoes. Hallelujah. I need your shoe. Because everything I have, it's nothing. Nothing. We need to begin to eat from His table. And the way we eat from the table of the world is a true sign of our mutated mind. That's why you love the whole houses, the chicken houses. Just eat from Yah. Hallelujah. Stop it, brothers and sisters. You need to stop that. That's why your bodies don't function the way it functions. You need to stop it. I'm telling you. There's poison they're feeding you. You look at some of the chemicals in the food, you can't even pronounce them. And that's crazy. You're eating something you don't know. Come on, brothers and sisters. I look at everything. Hallelujah. Well, who was that? Brother Nate was telling me one of the sisters looked up what was on one of those energy drinks and said it was bull urine. You think they don't use that? They use urine and all kinds of urine and foods and processing of food. Hallelujah. They use that. Everything is hybrid and gene splitting with hogs and all this kind of stuff. That's why our bodies are crazy acting like that. That's why come on, our minds don't even function right. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. You all get upset, is it right? True. Yah made our bodies to excrete. Our bodies cannot purge itself. There are folks that can't even hardly sweat. Now, you know something. Come on, now, that's your body. That's the way of your body to truly detoxify itself. You got to sweat. Our pores are closed. We can't sweat. Hallelujah. Our minds, they're so shallow, they can't endure nothing. That's enough. Nah, that ain't enough. Come on, get busy. Hallelujah. Boys in old days, and they could get out there and labor all day long and still labor the next day. We ain't worth a dime. And it's because of what the world has done to us. We must begin to eat from the table of Yah. And the table that Yahshua prepared for us, it is the bread of life. It is the hostia of bread. And that's what we need to do. Hallelujah. Quit drinking them soda pops and all that twisted false juice and all. It doesn't help you. It's false. It's wrong. I'm telling you. And everything that they has, that they don't even know the effects of that that syrup, corn syrup and all that. Come on, that's why everybody's fat today. We like sodas, we like that junk and all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Ice cream and all that. It's not the best thing. I don't care if y'all get upset with me. Hallelujah. Might as well hear the truth. For our own top. Hallelujah. We like hogs. And that's not right. Don't they fatten up hogs? That's what we do. We like to fatten ourselves up. We just eat like hogs. Hallelujah. We see something someone else got, we want some of that. You get the little old box you got in the house, you pack that full and see something, you get something, still start cramming in there. And then when you see that, you're going to eat that and hold that. Come on, brothers and sisters. One thing Bishop said to us, he would always tell us, bro, he would tell us here too. He used to live to eat, now he just eat to live. He just live. If I had to eat an apple every day, I'd rather eat that and be healthy and live than have a big slab of ribs and baked beans and all that and be unhealthy. I'd rather just eat an apple a day. And so he wants us to prosper in our looks, in our physical look. Yes, he does. In our bodies, our teeth, and all of that. May Yah strengthen you all. May he bless you that are listening. May Yah strengthen you all. May he bless you. You that are listening. Beautiful. May he bless you. And may Yah barak you all. Let us stand to our feet. Come on. We sing with the choir today. Hallelujah. Thank you. things we do rejoice this Shabbat. And all those that needed us today, we again bless our friends, listeners, those that have so kindly sent the wonderful offerings on this week. Brother Jerome James, Brother and Sister Wartlow out there in the assembly in Omaha, Nebraska. And Sister Velma, precious with her gifts, her kindness. Brother Michael, Sister Michael Lan, Brother Alex, they're in Ohio, faithful compatriots of the truth. Bless them. And bless all of our friends, those that are listening. We don't call them all by name, yeah, but it is not that they are forgotten. Pray for our young brother Jeff there in Australia with his family. Bless them today, yeah, as the Shabbat is over for them. And the Sunday, the first day, is upon them. Strengthen him, I pray, and all of our friends and listeners. We ask it all in the precious name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.